Hello and welcome to this podcast. My name is Gary Klinger and I will be your host today. I'm here today with the product manager for Novell's secure login product, Babur Amin. Welcome, Babur.
Hello, Gary. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks for being here with us today. We are here to talk a little bit about your product, Secure Login.
Awesome.
I've read that Secure Login is a single sign-on technology. I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about what you and your colleagues have been seeing in the market that's really driving the need for enterprise single sign-on solutions.
It really started with basically the sticky note syndrome. The real drivers right now are the real business drivers.
Well, what's the sticky note syndrome?
You've seen people who basically put a lot of post-it notes all around their monitor, on their desk, on their boards with different passwords written on them and different usernames written on them. I have been guilty of doing that. Maybe you haven't seen that too much, but trust me, there's a lot of people who were doing that.
Underneath their keyboard, in a filing cabinet somewhere, I see.
Exactly. Okay. That's where the whole thing started about, you know, trying to manage all of that and make you use good passwords, secure passwords, good password policies, good habits. You know, don't use your daughter's name, don't use your birthday, stuff like that. What's really the latest driver for this is security and compliance. Because as organizations have to comply with regulations, which means they have to comply with how the information is protected and who has access to what. And that means they have to make sure that people who are accessing that information are not sharing or having weak passwords or weak entry points.
So how does Novell Secure Login help you to show that you're using strong passwords? Do you have auditors that come in and look for a product like this to show that they are compliant?
The auditors can, but where Novell Secure Login helps you and can point directly to the auditors is that Novell Secure Login lets you generate passwords given a password policy that you can define in your enterprise. So you can say, you know what, when I access my Outlook, I want to have uppercase, lowercase, number, other character, and Secure Login can generate a password automatically and then change that every 30 days, 60 days. And the user will never know that. The user only has to know a single password for their network login, and then everything else is taken care of based on the sensitivity of information stored in those systems and what the policy is for those systems that they can handle.
But what if you have end users that choose a really simple password for their one password, and then it would allow someone to get in to all of their things really easily? Can the system make it to where they have to choose a password that's more difficult to break?
The system can, but you know, if you're using passwords, you're absolutely right. That is a weak point, and that's the weakest point in the chain. This is where Secure Login allows you to add advanced authentication mechanisms and methods on top of or in lieu of a password, even that one password. So you can use smart cards, you can use biometric, you can use OTP. So this is like strong authentication mantra, right? Something you are, something you have, and something you know. Something you have is the card, something you know is the PIN, and something you are is the actual, you know, biometric, whether it's a facial or a fingerprint.
I was reading an article recently about another password management approach called password synchronization. How is enterprise single sign-on different than password synchronization?
So password synchronization is just what it sounds like. You take a password and you propagate that through all of your systems, and every single system has the same password. Enterprise single sign-on actually allows you to take advantage of the backend systems you're authenticating to and their individual strengths for strong authentication or for strong passwords, and lets you tailor your passwords to those applications individually, but from a user perspective, still give you a single sign-on experience.
It seems like there's so many different types of companies, corporations, organizations, nonprofits that have need to really be able to secure information that is kept behind passwords and other types of authentication. Is there really a one-size-fits-all approach to managing passwords, or is it generally better to combine different types of capabilities?
It really depends on your enterprise, what kind of applications they have, how it's deployed, you know, if it's a single location, multiple countries. There is no silver bullet. Even from Novell, from the ISM business unit, we offer complementary products. So we have Novell Secure Login that works hand-in-hand with Novell Identity Manager. And that helps you provision initial strong authentication and single sign-on capability when you provision a user. Novell Access Manager brings federation and web-based single sign-on to that portfolio. A combination of these techniques is used based on the applications that you have deployed and your enterprise and your existing IT infrastructure.
So there are so many applications out there now and different pieces of software. And I've heard that really one of the great strengths about secure login is its ability to integrate right out of the box with most applications. What enhancements to this functionality have you made with the latest release of secure login?
So I'm glad you bring that up because we have had one of the most customizable product out there from all of the competitors, and we can customize to any application. But what we have now done is we have been listening to our users and they've been saying your customization is very powerful, but I want it to be powerful and easy. We've listened to that and we have basically what I call the next generation of wizards. That's what we're working towards in the next release for secure login. And that wizard capability is going to take us above and beyond what anybody else has to offer, which will make it not only very, very easy for users to onboard applications, but also preserve the powerful nature of our backend scripting engine and the ability to onboard applications.
So even if a customer has a really unique application, homegrown, they'll be able to find a way to link that up through secure login. That's great.
We strive for that.
Fantastic. So there was an announcement just recently that Novell has acquired the perpetual source code license from Active Identity for that secure login code. What does this mean to customers?
Immediately what it means to the customers is that they're going to get faster service, better service, faster turnaround time for enhancements. They'll have more input into our roadmap. They will have a direct impact to what goes into the product. And we will have more flexibility on pricing, so the customers can also benefit from that perspective. We're looking at all of those different areas. The deal was just signed a couple of weeks ago. We're going through and articulating those aspects at this point and creating a plan to offer these extra services to our customers.
You're in an elevator with the CIO of a big company that you want to do business with. You've got 30 seconds. What do you say to that CIO about your product, Secure Login?
I would tell them that this product is going to help them with their compliance needs. It's going to help them with mitigating risk, and it's going to help them reduce their cost and make their IT staff more productive.
That's fantastic. Appreciate your time today, Bobber.
Thank you, Gary.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us today. If you would like to see Secure Login in action or request a call from one of our identity and security experts, please visit novell.com/secure login. Thank you.